Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We need to talk about the pandemic days may be over, but hospitals are under enormous pressure due to the annual spike in winter viruses. In addition to COVID-19, hospitals across the country are dealing with cases of flu, RSV and strep A, amongst other illnesses. We're now joined on the line by Dr. Greg Martin, who's the director of the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. Welcome to the programme, Greg.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, I know about the HSC. What is the HPSC?
The Health Protection Surveillance Centre. Well, I'm glad you asked because we don't often talk about that, but I'll be very brief. We basically collect all the data about infectious diseases that are notifiable. So there are certain diseases that we're interested in. We want statistics on them and we want to keep an eye on them so that we can inform public health action and policy. And so those diseases get notified to us by GPs and public health departments and hospital labs, et cetera, et cetera. And essentially we count them up. And we keep an eye on things, and it informs public health strategy and action.
Okay, so what's your current concern?
So this winter, what we're interested in we're interested that there's more than one virus floating around. So the last couple of years, we've had COVID-19, and the public has gotten very used to what it is they need to do to protect themselves and to protect others because of COVID-19. This winter, we've got RSV, so people have been seeing that in the news, and that affects, you know, it can affect anybody, but of course its impact has been primarily on very small children and the elderly.
Is RSV bronchitis for kids? Is that right or wrong?
Exactly. It can cause bronchitis. It is one of the viruses that could often present just as the common cold, and it'll just be sniffles, but it can cause serious illness in young children. It can cause serious illness amongst the elderly. And so it is one of the reasons why, if we have cold and flu symptoms, respiratory symptoms, you don't need to know what is causing that. You just need to know that there is good reason to protect the vulnerable, to protect the elderly, to protect the young people, and to protect pregnant women, to protect people that are immunocompromised or might have some sort of pre-existing medical condition that you don't know about. So it could be RSV, it could be flu. So influenza is really increasing a lot at the moment. I mean, we saw last week alone, we saw a 75% increase in the number of cases of flu that was notified to us on the previous week. So that's a substantial increase. Now, we do see that at this time of the year. So this is the time of the year that influenza goes up, and it is going up. COVID-19 went up. Last week, we were notified of 3,000 confirmed cases. That was 60% up on the previous week. So both flu and influenza are going up. RSV went down, and that's a good sign, and we did expect that. So RSV kind of peaked a few weeks ago. It is coming down now, but the numbers are still high. So we were notified.
Yeah, I see that the chief medical officer, Breda Smith, has in today's paper spoke about the COVID is actually up 75%, and this week hospital admissions are up 90%. It sounds alarming, is it?
Well, we need to keep in mind that, as these viruses spread, it causes increased pressure on the entire health system. So it's increased pressure on GPs, it's increased pressure on the hospital system. And so we need to do everything we can to prevent the spread, to sort of what we call interrupt the transmission. So even if you're a young and healthy person and you're not worried about getting seriously ill because you've got a good immune system, you don't have any underlying medical conditions, it's the onus is still on all of us to prevent the spread of these illnesses, because you don't know who's sitting next to you on the Lewis. That person might be pregnant, they might have an underlying medical condition, or they might live with somebody that's vulnerable. And so it really is incumbent on all of us to do everything we can. And I mean, it's things like, you know, if you're in a crowded space and there isn't good ventilation, the advice is still wear a mask. If you're on public transport, you know, it's not mandatory, but the advice is still wear a mask. It protects you, it protects other people. And I mean, you know, we have seen an increase in hospitalization from COVID-19 and from flu. So these are things to watch out for. There are still lots of unvaccinated people. And so we need to protect those people
You're advocating straight up that we wear masks in all public places, really. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, there might be some public places that are very well ventilated and it's very airy and there's not people on top of each other. So I think people need to use their judgment, and people have learned how to do that over the last 2 years. So we do have an instinct of, having been in a pandemic for 2 years, we know, or 3 years nearly now, we know when we're in a set of circumstances where there's a high probability of a virus spreading. And under those circumstances, we need to start taking those precautions, wearing a mask where it's appropriate. There's something else we can do. And that is, if you haven't been vaccinated for COVID-19 and you are eligible, it's not too late. Go and get that vaccine. If you are eligible for a vaccine for influenza, and by the way, there's lots of people that can get free vaccines for influenza, so people over the age of 65, if you've got a child between the age of 2 and 17, they can go and get a free intranasal vaccine. It's a little spray in the nose, so the kids don't mind it. And of course, this is an age group that we want to get vaccinated, pregnant people. Healthcare workers is another group. Now, a healthcare worker is 10 times more likely to get flu than anyone else in the population. And the healthcare workers are the people that are really in contact with the most vulnerable. So, well, the way I want to frame this is, big thank you to the healthcare workers that have gone out and gotten their flu vaccine, that have gotten their COVID-19 vaccine. They're protecting their patients, they're protecting their colleagues, and they're protecting the health system. And if you're a healthcare worker and you haven't gotten those vaccines, I know that you want to. It's not too late. Go and get it. It makes a big, big, big difference. It really matters. And so these are the things we can do to protect the health system. You know, individuals can do everything they can to prevent the spread of disease, and healthcare workers can go and get vaccinated. And of course, within the health system, I know that healthcare workers do everything they can to ensure that their patients are safe. They take what we call IPC precautions, infection prevention control precautions in healthcare settings, and they're very good at that.
Finally, look, since Adam was a boy, we've had flu. We've had it at this time of year. We've had COVID since March 2020, and we've had different variations. But for the vast majority of younger people, it's no longer sort of regarded as a killer virus. Where do you think we are now in terms of ever thus flu, COVID reduced? Where do you see the balance going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we're likely, so with respect to influenza, you're dead right. We've had that every year. At about this time of the year, influenza is an issue and will continue to be an issue every winter, right? So, and a typical year might see, just so that you know, as much as 500 deaths from flu. So it's not insignificant. I mean, it is a very serious illness for vulnerable people. COVID-19, all going well, it's going to become a seasonal illness just like flu, and every winter we'll take precautions and do the right thing and try and prevent it just in the way that we do with flu. I mean, the one thing that we don't know about with respect to COVID-19 is the possibility of new variants emerging. And that is something that we're keeping a very close eye on. We monitor that very carefully and closely. There's no indication at the moment that there's a variant of concern that causes more severe disease. So, you know, at the moment, there's no cause for alarm. Having said that, COVID-19 is still a dangerous disease for vulnerable or unvaccinated people. So we still need to take it seriously. We're not out of the woods in that sense. And every one of us needs to do everything we can to protect those people.
Dr. Greg Martin, Director of the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, thank you for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.